Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Pharisees said, You bear record of yourself. Your record is not true. Jesus said, Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true, for I know whence I came and whither I go. I come and whither I go. You judge after the flesh. I judge no man. And yet if I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bears witness of myself, and the Father that sent me bears witness of me. Then they said to him, Where is your Father? Jesus answered, You neither know me nor my Father. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. I go my way, and you shall seek me and die in your sins. Whither I go, you cannot come. Son of Man, then shall you know that I am He, and that I do nothing of myself, but as the Father has taught me, I speak these things. He that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things that please Him. As He spoke these words, many believed on Him. Jesus said to those Jews who believed on him, If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honors me, of whom you say that he is your God. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Verily, verily, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Solomon's Porch. Then came the Jews round about him and said to him, How long do you make us to doubt? If you be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered, I told you, and you believe not. Thank you. believed not, because you are not of my sheep, as I said to you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom he raised from the dead. Many of the Jews came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also. On the next day, many people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, "Hosanna! Blessed is the King of Israel that comes in the name of the Lord." Pharisees said among themselves, "Behold, the world is gone after him." And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came to Philip, saying, "Sir, we would see Jesus." Jesus answered them, saying, "The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say to you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it dies, it brings forth much fruit." Believe in the light, that you may be the children of light. He that believes on me believes not on me, but on him that sent me. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believes on me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hears my words and believes not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejects me and receives not my words has one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. Spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said to me, so I speak. Lord reigns. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength wherewith he has girded himself. The world also is established that it cannot be moved. Your throne is established of old. You are from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Your testimonies are very sure. Holiness becomes your house, O Lord, forever.